At London's Heathrow Airport today, an unusual sight. More than 400 troops, along with armored personnel carriers. They were moved there yesterday, evidently in response to a threat of terrorist attack. John Steele is crime correspondent for the British newspaper The Daily Telegraph and joins us from London. John Steele, how specific and how credible was the threat to Heathrow?
Well, anti-terrorist police here, as elsewhere around the world, are always very, very cagey about giving away precise details. But I am told that they regard it as credible that Al-Qaeda or associated groups have got Heathrow in their sights. And they've been checking areas under flight paths, which indicates that they fear the possibility of a rocket attack or a missile attack on a jet.
I mean, this isn't the only airport around London, but no similar security around Gatwick in the past 2 days?
No, but there has been security at Manchester Airport and one or two others. The intelligence, they say, is focused very much on Heathrow. It is, though, the internationally famous, well-known airport. And one suspects that the terrorist groups looking for to make an international point to generate publicity would go for the one which is known around the world.
Now, you say that the authorities have been interested in the flight path areas in and
yes,
out of
one
Heathrow.
Of the things they're doing is patrolling the roads and areas for several miles around the airport, but clearly looking at those corridors, as it were, underneath the flight paths. Particularly, we notice they're on the west side of the airport, which is where roughly 70% of the jets leaving Heathrow would fly out along that corridor.
So it seems as though the sort of attack they're concerned about would not be unlike what happened in Mombasa in Kenya.
I think so. I mean, a senior politician today said in London that the threat was on the scale of 9/11. But it has to be said, my understanding is that they're looking more at the Mombasa type of attack. Now, it has to be said, in the past, Heathrow has been hit with mortars by the IRA in the past, but I think one gets the impression that what they fear is a surface-to-air missile.
Anywhere else in the London area, has there been any similar presence of troops, actually?
Not troops. The head of the Metropolitan Police has said today that he couldn't rule out the possibility of using troops in central London, although they're not there yet. No, there are no troops in London, but there's a clear heightened police security presence around Westminster, Whitehall, and a number of locations where one would expect them to be.
Now, we had heard reports of concerns about terror attacks that might coincide or might be timed to coincide with the end of the Muslim pilgrimage, the Hajj. Is there any sense that this is a short-term alert and that the troops would be taken away from Heathrow anytime soon, or do we know anything like that?
It's a little contradictory what they're saying. Now, the Metropolitan Police, Scotland Yard, has said that they feared that Al-Qaeda or groups linked to it would essentially hijack the festival of Eid, but they're also saying that this may well be an open-ended thing, and even if the troops are recalled in the next few days, there is a distinct possibility of further operations along these lines in the future.
As you have remarked, there were times of IRA threats against London years ago, Christmas bombings, other bombings, but it's been a while. I just wonder how people in and around London have reacted to this this week.
I don't think it will come as a tremendous surprise to see this level of security, although people are not used to the troops. The troops have only really been used at Heathrow, never been used in central London before, and have only been used at Heathrow on a small handful of occasions over the last 30 years, and that was when the Provisional IRA were on the mainland.
Thanks for talking with us about this.
Okay.
John Steele, crime correspondent for the British newspaper The Daily Telegraph. He spoke to us from London.